welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. The Lord put something quite different on my heart that I'd like to do for this broadcast. At the conclusion of every broadcast, I always give an invitation for folks to write, share their prayer needs, and I spend very little time on that. But I would like to share some of the thoughts I do share with my UCM family, those that do receive my monthly letters. And I pray that it'll be a blessing to you, and that you might consider if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, and I've always qualified that, because if He is, then God has a reason for doing that. And in the opening letter I shared with the partners this year is that we have been given a tremendous privilege as God's children. Man has been created with free will. And when we think about that, it's one of the most precious, powerful, and transforming gifts that God has given to us, and that is the power of choice, the power of free will. God took a great step when He allowed the creatures He created. He did that with the angels, and we realize one-third of them followed the way of Lucifer, but He knew that He was going to be open to heartache. But love could not be genuine unless you really have the person you love give it freely and willingly. Joel declared there are multitudes in the valley of decision, and so the single most important decision we can ever make, of course, is to accept God's free gift of salvation, which will determine our eternal destiny. There's many things we have no choice about: our heritage, our physical appearance, our talents, our abilities. All these are God-given. And in Matthew 25, we're reminded to be good stewards over that which God has given. In the various situations and seasons of our lives, we have varying degrees of control. But as we trust the Lord with all of our hearts and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, He promises to direct our paths. And so we can trust the path that we're on is of His choosing. This path we are on is continually progressive and leads us into maturity in the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there also, of course, is the principle of contentment that's important, and that's important for our joy and peace. Paul learned, it says in scriptures, he learned whatever state he was in to be content. And he counseled Timothy that godliness with contentment is great gain. So, beloved, we have many areas over which we virtually have no control. But there is one area over which we have been given unquestioned control, authority, and ability, and that is the inner man of our heart. And this consists of our will, our thoughts, our emotions, over which God has given us absolute control and the power of choice. And in Scripture, we see great emphasis is placed on our responsibility in this area, because it's the one area. We can't control our circumstances, that's for certain, many times, but this is the one area in which we are solely accountable to God. And if we can grasp this powerful understanding, no person, situation, or anything else has the ability to rob us of that inner peace. That's our inheritance. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So the secret of overcoming, then, is the power that each of us have to choose to walk in the way of the Lord. And my prayer has been for my partners, for actually the entire body of Christ, that we can grasp and understand and utilize this truth in the months ahead, that God will give us as we ask the wisdom and peace and joy that He has provided for us through the new covenant, which I've been ministering on this week. But beloved, what I'd like to do, as we know, fivefold ministry has been given for the perfecting of the saints, the edification of the body of Christ. I'd like to share, and I've never done this before, a prophetic word that God has given to me to our partners, those that are on the mailing list. And this was from one of my partner letters. And I'm just going to read this prophetic word to you. And because I felt God prompt me to do this, that see how the Lord would minister to your heart as you listen. My beloved, if you will hearken to the word of the Lord, you shall know and understand that you stand at a time of new beginnings in your life. The old is passing away. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? As it is written, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For I've heard your cry that's come to my ears asking, Lord, how long? Lord, how long? The trials you've gone through have left you feeling ravaged by the work of the enemy, and you have cried for the seeming lack of fruitfulness in your life. Yes, you have acknowledged my favor and my blessing, but your spirit cries out, knowing there is so much more in your relationship with me and in your service for your God. It is well, for I have placed this longing and hunger in your heart. You shall rise in new strength and know of a surety that I will walk with you, holding your hand on an upward path to bring you into the fullness of my plans for your life. I will make a way for you, and you shall rejoice in the faithfulness of your God. My plans for you include a new awareness and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit in your life. Was He not sent to be your guide and comforter? Therefore shall you know in a greater and fuller measure what it means to be led of the Spirit. I will help you seek the wisdom of God regarding the choices you must make. Too many of my children act impulsively without regard for divine direction and find themselves in a place that I would have prevented them from having experienced. But it shall not be so with you if you will be careful to ask me for help in the decisions of your life. Be willing to pray the highest prayer, that of consecration to your God, not my will, but thy will be done. And what is my will? My will is for your blessing, for your growth in godliness, for your knowledge of my ways, that you may overcome in all things. I call you to perfection. I call you to maturity, according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I call you to a walk the world knows not of. I call you to the heights of Zion, upon a path of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Beloved, these are not just words, but an actual experience that shall be yours by faith. Kingdom living shall be your daily portion, that of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This and much more I have for you in the days ahead, as you purpose to walk with me. Beloved, I take you by the hand, and I call you tenderly by name. Come, let us walk together. In that blessed companionship, I shall help you discover the good and perfect gifts your Father has reserved just for you, says your elder brother Jesus. Praise God. Well, I pray that that has been a blessing to you, and let us just bring this broadcast to a close in prayer. Father, we've heard your word that is spoken by the Spirit of God, and Father, that is our desire. Lord, we're asking that you would first of all help us to be more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we know that with our understanding. We understand, we've heard it preached for years, Lord, the Holy Spirit is within us. But Lord, every one of us have ways and means in which we can be much more sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Because Lord, as you just said in that prophetic word, that if we would listen, if we would seek your face, you would prevent us from ending up in places that you didn't want us to be or have us or have for us. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would give wisdom and discernment and understanding. You've given, Lord, not just the fruit of the Spirit that we should experience and walk in, but you've given the gifts of the Spirit. And, Lord, the prophetic word is for comfort and instruction, for edification. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would enable us to hear that still small voice, even as Elijah did. As he was waiting before you in the cave, he heard that still small voice. Your voice wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake, wasn't in the rocks being cloven. No, it was in the still small voice. And in that way, you speak to us today. So, Lord, I'm thanking you that you will move and touch every listener, those that are hungry for a greater measure of the fullness of Christ in their lives. Grant it, Father. Grant our heart's desire, our deepest heart's desires, for Lord, as we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. We ask all of this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's my heart's desire, not only for you, but for me. I want more of the Lord. I want to experience more. I want to come into the fullness of maturity that he's promised to his children. So if you need prayer, I want you to write as you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will, and I'm no one answers the mail, it's just me, and whether it's scripture, whether it's a prophetic word, I believe God will minister mightily to your heart as I share from time to time to the mailing list, on the prayer sheets, and very rarely, occasionally on the broadcast, God will do a work in your life that you've desired. God bless you, I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.